Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is time again for Inside Ag Country, brought to you as a service by Country Farm Credit Services. We bring in our friend on this Wednesday, Katie Tangen. And Katie, big day today. We've got another WASDE report coming out later this morning.
We do. It comes out at 11 a.m. Central Time. And one of the things that's unique about the May report is that it's the first report that we're going to get that has an official balance sheet put together for the 2021 crop year. So we had some very preliminary estimates out in February. Those were for budget reasons. This is the first balance sheet that is going to use the acreage numbers, probably from the March survey data. And then it put those in a balance sheet. It's the first real good look that we'll have at usage, which is obviously a really big question right now because so much of this rally has been more demand driven. So a lot of moving pieces that come out in May. And then, of course, they're still going to look at the 2020 crop year as well. May is the last month in the wheat marketing year, so we'll have a pretty good idea on where that crop is going to end their balance sheet for the 2020 crop.
Okay. Do you expect this WASDE report to have much impact on the market, or do you think it's already kind of, the numbers are already kind of built into what's going to come out today?
You know, that's a good question because we've come up so far, even just since the beginning of May, in the past 2 weeks have been pretty strong rallies. We have had some daily export sales announced, but they've been for new crop instead of the old crop. So there is obviously interest, and they've all been to China and continuing to purchase corn, just not for this crop year. It's hard to find something more bullish than what we've already seen. What I would say is market will probably be looking to make sure there's no bearish surprises. You know, we don't pull a bunch of demand out unexpectedly or something along those lines. Then we may just go back to business as usual. Once we get into June, they'll start looking a little bit harder at the acreage number, but probably aren't going to change it until after we get that June 30th final planting report out.
And we could have a big change in the numbers, depending if we get some of the drought conditions fixed.
You know, and it's kind of been a question since the March numbers came out, because it looks like some acres somewhere are missing. Originally looks like probably some sort of implied prevent plat number, because they don't address that directly. Obviously, it's dry as it's been. You're not going to get a whole lot of prevent plant in either of the Dakotas, which is where a lot of that PP usually comes from. Is it the best planting conditions? No. But filing a drought PP claim is a little bit harder burden of proof for crop insurance, and it's too early to see it anyway. So I don't expect we're going to see that. Just putting the crop in the ground by itself will get you a much better guarantee, even if it never shows up, than, you know, the 55% PP payment you would have gotten.
Sure. I was just going to say, is there something specific, you know, obviously there's a couple of numbers, but is there something specific you're wondering about for this report?
The demand number for corn and beans are the two things I think are going to be watched very, very closely for new crop, only because we haven't had an estimate put together at this high price level. The days coming into the report, we have old crop beans at $16. We have old crop corn, the highest level since 2013. And obviously these levels are high for a reason, to try to destroy demand. But at what rate are we seeing that, and are we seeing that for new crop? Those are the main questions most people are going to have.
Katie, for anybody that has questions or find out more about what Ag Country Farm Credit Services does on a daily basis, where is the best place to check out?
They can get a hold of us at www.agcountry.com. You can go on the website that has a list of our locations, pick the branch nearest you, give them a call, and they'll get you lined up with the right person.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of Inside Ag Country, brought to you as a service by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. We'll have more Inside Agriculture in just a moment.